أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بمحمد وآل محمد. اللهم صلي على محمد وآل محمد. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today we still with tawdih al-masail for Sayyid Sistani, and we reached to issue number 35. Within issue number 35, If water from the pipes fitted in bathrooms and buildings, powering through taps and showers, is connected to a tank, holding water equal to kur. Here, this issue, we have the water that comes or fitted to the houses through the pipes, and these pipes bring water to the houses or to the bathrooms or to buildings. It powering through what? Powering through taps and showers. So here is connected to a tank holding water equal to kur, and these pipes is connected to a tank or a container, and that container has what? Has kur. It will be treated as kur water. So here we will deal with this water as a kur water. What does that mean, as a kur water? That we can make the clothes or the carpet is pak, pahar, with it. Maybe it is enough if we washed it with water once, without after removing the essential najasa, except the bowel urine, we have to wash it two times. Alright, so here these pipes connected to a tank holding water equal to a kur. It will be treated as kur water. Okay? So as kur water, we can wash with it, make ghusl janabah, make all the ghusl mustahab, we can make wudu, we can remove najasa, make the clothes, and make carpets or other parts park by it. Within issue number 36, any water which flows but does not gush from a source. Here we have what? We have water, and this water flows, but it flows from what? From not a source. It does not gush. Gush comes through, comes strongly from a source. From a source, just like a spring, just like a river, just like a whale. So these are the sources. These are the sources of the water. So if this water comes from what? Comes from tank or something like that, but not from a source. So how we can deal with it with najasa? So for in another word, if this water face najasa, so it will be najis, or it is pak, or some of it najis and the other is pak, tahir. Let us see. So Sayyid here is telling us will become najis on contacting najasa. Will become najis on contacting najasa. So if that water contact najasa, that will be what? That will be najis. That will be najis. So we treat it not like core, but we treat it under core. And if it is less than core, if it is less than core, if it is less than core, but if water flows with force and najasa touches it at the end part below, the upper end will not become najis. Let me, brothers and sisters, explain this picture to you. For example, we have ibriq ma, and this ibriq, if we want to drop this water on the hands of atheist, of kafir, definitely you know that the kafir, he is aynin najasa. So when we drop the water from that ibriq, from that pot, so the water, it will be divided into two parts. The first part will come directly and touch the hand of the kafir. This part will be najis. Why? Because the hand or the body of kafir is najis, and the water which touches the najis will be what? Will be najis. How about the rest water which comes from the up, from the ibriq down to the kafir hand? We say that the rest of the water which doesn't touch the hand of kafir, that will be what? That water will be pak. That water will be tahir, not najis. Is it clear? If it is clear, I'll continue. If it is not clear, I can give another example to explain it for you. With another example, for example, if you try to clean some najasa from your house or from the ground, and you drop water from ibriq. Why we said ibriq? In order to say it is less than kor, qalil. So which part of the water will be najis? We say only the part which touch the najasa, that will be najis. How about the rest? The rest of the water, or the water in the ibriq, all of that water will be pak. All of that water, the rest will be tahir. Only the part of the water which touches the najasa, that will be what? That will be najis. Okay, if that, if it is it clear, I'll move to the fourth part of the water, the fourth part of the water, which is rain water, which is rain water. Within rain water, we have a najis thing becomes black if rain water falls on it once. If we have something najis, just like your carpet, your clothes, and we put it outside, then the rain comes over that najis thing directly. And the first time when that thing, carpet or clothes, became full of water because of the rain, so here that najis thing, it was najis, now it is pak, now it is tahir. Why? Because of the rain water. But definitely you should know, and you should emphasize on this point. Which point? That first of all, you have to remove the essential najasa, aynin najasa, then you can clean your clothes or your carpet from najasa by rain. Yes, provided that, again, a najis thing becomes pak if rainwater falls on it once, provided that it does not contain an essential najasa, as I told you, brothers and sisters, as I told you, we have to check that. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.